contact at 1360KHNC.com.
Well, the final week, almost, final week before Christmas 2021. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to, a lot of thoughts here today. One of the reasons Donald Trump, there are many reasons why he lost favor with the deep state, the shadow government, the true powers that be, with the military-industrial complex, with the you might say, the aspect of the Jewish community that is not really the Jewish community, called the Zionists. There's different meanings for Zionists, but one of the groups like the Rothschilds, Soros, Kissinger, these type of people, they are Zionists, but they hate Israel, they hate the Jewish people, they hate the Bible, they hate God, they hate mankind, basically. They wanted Donald Trump to wage war on Iran, and he wouldn't. He would not go forward with any type of a war toward Iran. Donald Trump's plan was to put sanctions on Iran. Iran would not stop funding international terrorism. And because of that, this group was upset. So on top of every other reason, they use that one main reason to take him from power. He still is the legitimate president of this country, whether people believe it, accept it, regardless. He is still the legitimate president. He won the election. There's the smear, the demonizing, the campaign to demonize him and the election, demonize the protesters that went to Washington, D.C. a year ago, almost a year ago. Now, this came out the 12th of this month, the 9th of this month. Pentagon refuses to comment on possible anti-Iranian drills with Israel. The United States Department of Defense is not commenting on possible joint drills with Israel that may be targeting Iran. Pentagon spokeswoman Jessica McNulty told Foreign Press, We routinely conduct training with our Israeli counterparts as we deal with common threats in the region. America's world hegemony includes eliminating Iran from being a power in the Middle East. So, the plan to cause war in the Middle East with Iran is still in motion. To begin with. Nextly, there are these, the British waged war on China for a couple of centuries with opium. The Americans waged war on America, the military and people in the deep state in the United States government waged war on the American people through drug use, drug abuse. At the time of the poppy fields of Asia, when we were in Vietnam, in Cambodia. And then we moved operations to Afghanistan. Well, in Afghanistan, the Afghani people, for the most part, became drug addicts. And many of these homeless drug addicts in Kabul, this is from nationalfile.com, horrifying scenes in post-Biden Afghanistan as homeless people reportedly, they take their dogs, the hound dogs, and they get them hooked on heroin to keep the dogs loyal. Once these dogs are hooked on heroin, because it's cold over there, they need these dogs to return in the evening to sleep with them so that they can stay warm because these people are poor. So it's been a major problem in Afghanistan, and the United Nations, they admit it, the United Nations admit it. And what happens with these homeless people, they make a mask out of a plastic, like one of the big bottles for soda, and they put it over the snout of the dog. Then they blow on the other end and get the dog addicted to heroin through smoking it. The dog takes off, eats during the day, but at night it needs a fix, so it comes back to the people that got the dog, that were responsible for getting this dog addicted to heroin, and the dog will come back at night for the fix. They give the dog the fix, and the dog sleeps the rest of the night and keeps these people warm. I know, it never ends, does it? The evil in the world just does not end. Then, we're going to talk a little bit about the deep state. Now, after 10 years, this came out of World Truth TV. 10 presidents and politicians who told us that a secret government controls the world. And this is what these people stated. Now, 10 years ago, there was, prior to Donald Trump becoming president, there's been talk of a deep state since the 80s and 90s and into this century, but it's been conspiracy. Well, about 10 years ago, people started to wake up. There is a shadow government, a controlling force in America, and it's not the president of this country. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
My name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available, daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability, ultra-clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS.
That's 970-663-7297.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey,
listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your co-pays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Everyone is beginning to realize that there is something, someone hidden that is actually running the government of the United States of America. It is not Joe Biden. It is not Kamala Harris. It is not, to some degree, Nancy Pelosi, but to a great degree, more so her than anybody else. Finally, the American people are beginning to see even the Democrats who have been in a state of denial are realizing that, something is going on here. So these 10 presidents and politicians that began to realize and have stated that something is not right in the great U.S. of A. Here was in 1954, Senator William Jenner. Today, the path to total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means. We have a well-organized political action group in this country determined to destroy our Constitution, establish a one-party state. It operates secretly, silently, continuously to transform our government. This ruthless power-seeking elite is a disease of our century. This group is answerable neither to the president, the Congress, nor the courts. It is practically irremovable. This was Senator William Jenner in 1954. Then you have John F. Hyland, the mayor of New York City from 1918 to 1925, right there in the heart of Pilgrim Society. He stated, "The real menace to our republic is the invisible government, which, like a giant octopus, sprawls its slimy legs over our cities, states, and nations. The little coterie of powerful international bankers virtually run the United States government for their own selfish purposes." Now, this is just right after the Federal Reserve came into being, into existence. They practically control both parties and control the majority of the newspapers and magazines in this country. They use the columns of the papers to club into submission or drive out of office public officials who refuse to do the bidding of the powerful corrupt cliques which compose the invisible government. This is a 1918 to 1925. It operates under cover of a self-created screen and seizes our executive offices, legislative bodies, schools, courts, newspapers, and every agency created for the public protection. So, now we see this was alive and these people understood this back then. Then there was John Calhoun, the 7th president of the United States. He was president from 1825 to 1832. Here's what he stated. "A power has risen up in the government, greater than the people themselves, consisting of many and various and powerful interests, combined into one mass and held together by a cohesive power of the vast surplus in the banks." This was in 1825. Then we have, coming toward our present, we have Woodrow Wilson. He was the 28th president. So we're jumping from the 7th president to the 28th president. He states, Woodrow Wilson, since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of someone, are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. So that is Woodrow Wilson. Now we have John Kennedy. This is what our beloved president had to say before he was ruthlessly murdered by these wicked people. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. We are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies. Before I continue, I'm going to say this. A year ago, on the open forum, I stated that at the end of his life, before he was assassinated, when he became president, I believe that this man, this president, as a Catholic, I believe that he had a visit, in my understanding, in the way I would phrase it, he had a change in his conscience. I believe that God visited him. God had, because of the world that he was in through his father, his father knew about this secret, hidden power within the United States government, within Europe. And I believe John Kennedy, through his father, when they would have dinner in the evenings, John would be there, his sister that were alive. John Jr. was dead. The next in line was a sister. She was dead. But the rest of the family, John would have them, Joseph Kennedy would have them sit at dinner, and he would basically give them insight into the world, into the world of that time. And he would expound these secrets to these boys. So John knew what was going on. I'll continue with President Kennedy in just a second. Now, to continue to what he said. There is something historically opposed. We are opposed to secret societies. We're opposed to secret oaths, to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. There is very grave danger. Announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it is in my control, for we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on the covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. Here he mentions international, because he knew of this control internationally, because his father was part of the group that was exercising this worldwide control. It was called the Pilgrim Society. His father was a member. His father had sworn allegiance to it, and this brought a curse upon the Kennedy family. And John F. Kennedy knew from what his father had discussed with these boys, the plans to basically Joseph Kennedy's plans, that John would be president, Robert would be president following John's, Edward would finally be president. This would have happened if fate had not intervened. I believe But fate did intervene. God had another plan. And these people were not going to allow the Kennedy family to own America. Why? Because the Kennedys were beginning to wake up. John Kennedy was waking up. Robert was also, I believe, to a great degree waking up. It cost him his life. And Edward, forget it, Edward was part of the brainwashed group of satanic rulers of this country. Edward was not going to go along with the plans and the direction that his brothers may have taken. Now, I'll continue. So, talking about a sphere of influence throughout the world, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. This was the President of the United States. All that he saw came through the world that his father was a part of. And the father explained that world to these boys. And this man explained that world to us at that time. And it's more important that the world presently understand what he stated before he was assassinated. This is important. His father brought these boys into that world to show them the power of that world, how that world operated. That world was not just to control America. It was to control the continents of the world. And this is what President Kennedy, in this short, brief, it's just a long paragraph. This is how he was able to explain, pardon me, to our society today about this hidden, secret, powerful cabal of wealthy, not just wealthy, but they're wealthy, they're powerful, they control armies, they put presidents in power, they take presidents out of power in this country, and as I say repeatedly, if you want to find, like the movie Alien, where is the mother that lays the eggs? Where is the mother who controls to create this evil internationally? Well, the city of London, the city of New York, the name is the Pilgrim Society. American Intelligence Media, you can go to that website, AmericanIntelligenceMedia.com. I credit these people and other people. There's another group that have studied pilgrims, and they have put together a complete dossier of what and who the Pilgrim Society is. It came into existence really through the insights of Cecil B. Rhodes. It was initially going to be English white people only, but then they decided to change the term, not white people, but English-speaking people would rule the world. Well, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, the open forum. The Present Truth Program, Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Reasons to own gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
I have other important men that have made their statements about this shadow government. The people that won't believe the truth about an invisible power structure in this country, that this power structure is responsible for everything happening in the world presently. Our economy, they are going to destroy it. They have already destroyed it. They're just trying to milk it. They're trying to direct the resources of the middle class people into their bank accounts, into their hands. The sicknesses that are on the world, you know, with the matter of the debates, the talks, the investigations into a virus or a not virus? Is it or isn't it? There's so many ways to bring confusion over matter, like a Hail Mary pass. You throw the football into the end zone, and a group of men jump up to catch it, and then once the ball, they all hit the ground, they start rolling around. Did the ball come loose? Who has the ball? And it's a fight to see who really does have it. It takes a little while. Eventually, the truth comes out. Whatever this is, this sickness, it's a bioweapon, and it is real. It does kill people, whether it is a virus, whether it isn't a virus, what it is still maybe now. We have to investigate, continue to investigate. Are there more coming? Yes. The famines that are taking place in this country, the areas of agriculture in this country, like in California, the farmers they don't have the adequate rain to keep their farmlands, to produce, to own those farms, to pay their taxes. Is someone deliberately causing the droughts so that the farmers lose the land, so that big corporations purchase the land? Then once the corporations purchase the land, then will there be adequate rain because of the weather warfare manipulation or manipulation of the weather to allow each year they get their rains for their crops? But the people that initially owned that land, they've lost everything. The fact that there are weather warfare programs, you can't even, I mean, there's no sense to trying to debate it, because it's true. There is a sun in the heavens, and there is technology, and there are weather warfare weapons, not just in our country, in Europe, Canada, Asia, the Chinese, the Russians. You can deny it. The world can deny it, but the fact is the fact. Man now has become God because they can control the weather. We had a incident last week in Kentucky. 3/4 mile wide tornado goes through this little city, the area, 200 miles long. And accident. Then you have, just right after that, in Asia, you have a typhoon. 155-mile-an-hour winds. 135 people died. Just multiply that by 20. What you hear in the press is incorrect, is a lie. Multiply it by 10 at least, but I say 20. They devastate the economies of these nations. These nations, if they won't go along with the programs of this secret group internationally, then they pay handsomely. Now, I am going to two things quickly. Here in America, the Satanism has been taking not just putting down roots, but it is now evident throughout this nation. Witchcraft. Out of the Gateway Pundit yesterday, a satanic temple is going to install a baby Baphomet statue among the Illinois Capitol display today, which is Monday, during Christmas week. So along with baby Jesus, you're going to have baby Satan, baby Baphomet. You can't make this stuff up. This nation has gone in the direction of the devil. And of all places, what state in this nation has made it evident that it is controlled by the devil worshipers but Illinois, Chicago, I believe at some point Chicago was consecrated to the devil. Look at the people that have come out of Illinois, the senators, the people that rule the mafia that controlled back in the 1920s and beyond, well, even earlier than that, that have controlled this city. Why do evil people like Chicago? The statue is going to be installed on December 20th, tomorrow, at 1 p.m. The temple made headlines for seeking a court declaration to allow abortions for their Texas members, claiming that the laws violate their religious freedom to perform abortion rituals. Satanism, straight out in your face Satanism. The people of this country are waking up. The Christians of this country are the ones that need to wake up. The people in the evangelical churches need to wake up. They're the ones who have the authority to stop some of this stuff through prayer, but no, they don't know how to pray. According to the website, it's a celebration of being unconquered by superstition and consistent in the pursuit of sharing of knowledge. You don't want to know too much about Satanism. What do you want to know about it? How evil it is? How dark it is? How they sacrifice human beings? Children? Here, the satanic child rituals that used to take place in Israel are now in the United States. The new display created by artist Chris P. Andres depicts the satanic deity Baphomet as a swaddling babe at the satanic temple, said in their statement. This year's tradition marks a greater urgency in the Baphomet message of harmony and reconciliation, calling good evil, evil good. That's what would happen at the end of the world. Calling dark light, light dark. Good evil, evil good. The Satanic Temple's director of the campaign operation stated in the press release. We'll be back. It's getting sickening. Rick Rodriguez.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet clean, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his cage.
And if it couldn't be any more evil, getting weird, evil, in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 2, there was a beast which I saw that was like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. God is going to give Antichrist, or the devil is going to give Antichrist his power, give him a seat, meaning a throne, and is going to give him great authority. And I personally believe this beast is going to come out of this country. Now, today, or just here on the 9th of this month, at the United Nations statue in New York City, this is out of the Gateway Pundit, they just unveiled a statue of a beast outside of its headquarters in New York City. Quoting, the statue is bizarre and resembles the beast from the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. It has long wings. It has a mouth like a face like a jaguar, a body like a jaguar. It's one of the strangest statues, the author stated, that I've ever seen in my life, set out outside the UN headquarters in New York City. He couldn't believe that the global elite would be so brazen. He checked into it carefully. It looks like something out of a science fiction movie. It doesn't resemble any known creature on this planet. It appears to be very closely resembled to the beast described in the book of Revelation. So you can go on to the internet and you can search for the beast statue in front of the United Nations right here in the America, the great, the used-to-be great Christian nation, used-to-be a great Christian nation, but no longer. It is now beginning to be a great occult center internationally. This is what the Bible said would happen. Now, just briefly, I had been talking about these powers in the first part of the program that these presidents and senators had talked about this shadow government, this invisible ruling government. Ruling invisible shadow government does put presidents in power. If the president doesn't go along with the agenda, that president will be assassinated. Even if the man is mentally incapable of running a nation or driving a car or running down steps or running up steps, even if he is mentally incapable, as long as they want a person like this in power, you're not going to change it. They will put someone who does not have the ability to run a nation and hopefully the ability to push a red button. If they want to put this type of person in power, they can. And what they do is they laugh at the people of the nation. They laugh. The people of the world can see that they have so much power, they can put in anyone they want. Even someone who does not have the mental abilities to probably drive a car, definitely ride a motorcycle. This is the type of power these people have. And they laugh. They mock. They are just in elation. They're elated that the American people would allow this to happen. That the Congress, the Senate, the House, the Cabinet would allow this to go on. They have the kind of power to take someone who is brilliant, who's a strategist, and he wins an election, but he never does take the seat that is really his. Now, the person that is presently running this country is going to be replaced. Some people think it's going to be Hillary. Others think it's going to be Nancy Pelosi. Others think that, and less and less all every day, that it's going to be Kamala Harris. But they do know that somebody is in the wings waiting to replace this president. Is it going to be a female? I doubt it. I don't believe it will be. Well, who on God's green earth presently would be the best choice for the American people, for the Democrat Party, for the globalists, for the shadow government, for the ruling people? Who, what person would be their choice? If they had a way to put a person in power, who would that person be? I say it would be Barry Satoru. The Democrats don't have a choice. They need someone that has always carried out their plans during his administration, that is willing to come back in and carry these plans for a global new world order, a satanic order, to fruition. Who would that be? Barry Satoru. If you logically think about it, he can't come in because of the Constitution. But if the Constitution were destroyed, which is what they're doing anyhow, he'd be the perfect candidate. Could this happen? Will you see him coming and sticking his head out like the every February, what is the name of that groundhog? We'll talk about the groundhog in a little bit. 1360KHNC.com, your podcast.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
How would you like to get a free IRS deduction, possibly saving hundreds of dollars on your taxes, and do something good? If you've got an old car, you can donate it to help veterans. It's a pain to try and sell a car yourself. So, pick up your phone and make a free call to Veteran Car Donations. They'll come and get your vehicle within a few days for free and give you a receipt to use for your tax refund. Of course, check with your accountant for details. Now is the perfect opportunity to help veterans and get rid of an old car. Veteran Car Donations will come and get it for free. We only ask for 2 minutes of your time right now on the phone to get the whole process started. So please help the vets and make this free call now.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we're going to finish out this program. We have three more before Christmas. And before I forget, I wish everybody the most wonderful holiday, most wonderful Christmas, and I will wish you a wonderful New Year next week. But first things first, and if you want to support my program, this program, then just contact the station, and I do appreciate, I do enjoy this. When I took this program, Joe and Jason, they asked me if, you know, they didn't want me to get down the road 6 months and maybe make a decision that possibly I need to go do other things. And I told them, no, I don't have any plans to do that. I said, I enjoy it. It keeps me mentally sharp. I just enjoy presenting to the audience what I feel is the truth. I know that no one can be 100% accurate all the time. I do my best to be as accurate as possible. And the one thing I do have is I do have my integrity. That's the most important thing to me. And to people that are investigators, that are in talk show, once they lose their integrity, they lose their audience. And they just have to go on to the great by and by. Well, I don't plan to go on to the great by and by, so I have to protect my integrity. I try to research. So if you want to support the program, then you can support by calling Jason here at the station or Christina, or you can send whatever help, and letters of encouragement definitely help too, to P.O. Box 104 KHNC, P.O. Box 104, and Johnstown 80534, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown 80534. There's only one person that I can see on the horizon that would be a candidate that all the Democrats would accept. There's one person that the deep state would accept, Senior Executive Services, that Klaus Schwab could get along with, that Bill Gates of hell could get along with, that Soros, who is already brought this person into Soros' network of power, that is Barack Obama, Barry Satoru. There's only one person that fits the description of the person that could replace Joe Biden. And I believe he already runs the administration. He still presently has all the contacts in all of the intelligence agencies. He has contacts in all of the senior executive service administration. Contacts with all the military. Contacts with world leaders. He was the person that everybody liked to be around because he could play basketball. That's about it. You know, he's good at basketball. Everything else is run by somebody else around him. He is Henry Kissinger's pick. And whoever Henry Kissinger picks, you better pay attention. When you're on Kissinger's good side, watch out. So, they have to destroy the Constitution. Should they destroy it, America, you better watch out. 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back tomorrow. The Present Truth. Have a wonderful evening. Don't lose any sleep. We'll talk to you later, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Talk to you.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.